Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
marine waste in Australia. So this is where you have fairly, I suppose, by international standards, large blocks of land with large mats of trees, whole heaps of things growing and dying, and you remove the dead combustible stuff, put it in bins, and every fortnight possibly about 2 cubic meters or a cubic meter, somewhere between those two things, get carried away in a wheelie bin. So what I'm doing at the moment is we've just cleared our property ahead of bushfire conditions. So what's going to happen is throughout Australia there's going to be, or New South Wales, there's going to be very high winds and 38 degrees Celsius. And they just know from that combination that that caused 17 extreme danger fire, and we're going up to catastrophic fire danger. So catastrophic means that things are just going to burn, and it's outside the possible resource envelopes for everything to survive. And so if it's called catastrophe, and so the police, you suddenly lose your rights to stay on properties. The police can order you off property, and everyone has their various bushfire boxes that they put in. And it's at this stage that you, all the green bins, oh, I don't know, all full of combustible stuff. And my three sons, hey, about that, three sons spent the day while I did the base of the pool. They cleared the gutters and just raked up all the leaves, and we've filled up our bin plus half a neighbour's bin, and I'm going out to fill hopefully another bin. And surprisingly, you know, the amount of litter that lands in your combustible litter, which lands on your area, is possibly up around a ton. Yeah, easily a ton of litter. There's about 15 times 15 is, let's say, about half a ton of leaf litter just in bags. And it's pretty interesting that this litter used to be burned, used to have burn off, and there used to be heaps of pollution. Now the air in Australia is absolutely crystal clear, except during bushfire emergencies, and it's taken off and professionally composted. In fact, everything is composted. So we're pretty bad in some areas of waste and recycling. Obviously atrocious in burning huge amounts of our natural resources of coal just to put, you know, if I could say what's probably the worst thing is an advertising sign that no one can see, which has been powered for no reason in the middle of the night with no one there. So the light, it's no illumination, it's information with no one receiving it. Sort of like that's probably the worst environmental loss, but possibly the better usage is the green oil. Oh, some of our water is recycled. I know a lot of the poo is processed and put back, and all the garden waste is, you know, tons and tons. Obviously, this is unsustainable. Obviously, someone's got to have a rethink about what's going on. There's people don't mulch things on their ground anymore. There is this problem of things mulching. I've just got to check where this green bin is. So I'm going to have a look out here. I don't think they're out here quite yet. Bugger. So I've got to go into the person's place. I hate this. I find this person one of the more annoying persons on earth, in terms of that they will come up with a scientific, something which is palpably untrue, easy to prove it's untrue, but socially you can't contradict them. So this is sort of, for me, that would be my definition of hell on earth. Well, it is my definition of hell on earth. My definition of hell in the afterlife is that if I've been a naughty boy, I have to live forever in a situation where people can say stupid, stupid statements and you're not allowed to contradict them, lest you do the social gaffe of making them feel stupid. Okay, let's go on. I'm going to dump the stuff. Welcome back again. I've just filled up a green bin, and I can tell you, because we've got sort of two bale bags, sort of just, they're not full bale bags, they will just fit a bale of hay, and they can, so basically a green bin can hold two bales of hay. That gives you the size of it, and fortunately the person just left it out, so I didn't have to actually meet them. And the problem is, not that I feel any personal emotion negative to them, it's just that I always come off second best, and I always have to invest time in thinking, you've just got through this complicated procedure of thinking, how do I absorb this next outrageous thing they've said, or this next thing they've said? So they've sort of said certain things like, I know it sounds strange, and to the average person it doesn't matter. They said that Shakespeare wrote Francis Bacon's works, which is okay, but particular work they talked about, which is called, I forgot what it's called, Science Island or something like that. I forgot what the name of the work is. Shakespeare was dead at the moment. Well, I didn't get a chance to say, oh no, that can't be true. It was more socially, you must accept what this person says, and that's the end of the story. Oh no, I don't want to hear anything you have to say about dates and stuff like that. You sort of get this punched down to the ground, and it's sort of like being a featherweight going up against a heavyweight sumo wrestler with not much up top going on. And look, this happens over and over again, and the aim, the idea of every interaction is to punch me to the ground. So I just prefer to guide my life, not putting my feet in bits of poo. Not, it's like bits of poo, but there's certain things I don't do. I don't stub my toe deliberately. I just avoid doing it. So that's a window into two things. One is garbage disposal and garbage avoidance there. And this sort of feeling that the whole place is going to be torched, and all the buildings now are getting more and more fireproof. There's this thing that leaves accumulate. You need trees to keep the place cool and to stop it drying out. So if you water a place, the trees grow up and all that type of stuff. And you need gutters and stuff like that. If you don't have gutters, the water goes out of the edge of your house, and the edge of your house gets moist. Being moist, it invites termites. So if you have a house with no gutters on it, you'll get termites within no time flat. And of course, they now build completely steel houses with no wood in it whatsoever, and they still burn down. There you go. They still have some sort of flammable stuff inside them. Eventually, people will learn to have nothing flammable in their house, but it's still the trees have they dry out, but they still have a huge oil and fuel load, and so they literally explode in flames. And we have some of the most we have these fantastic trees. They just never fall down because they've got these huge long tap roots. But they're also full of oil, turpentine oil, in actual fact. And this, they're called turpentines. And so any of the turpentines, eucalyptus oils, is a flat molecule with a stick of carbon over the top. And essentially it is an insecticide. Insects cannot have any enzyme to break them down. They just basically are an anti-insect device. So insects have caused our basic woes here in Australia. So with that, I've finished my little quick deed. I've got to get out our waste bin. So it's waste once a week, alternate weeks, green waste and recycling. So every second week it's recycling. And so I think majority of people recycle most stuff. I think that would be, there'd be very few people. Most people have recyclable cups, and I don't know, people still go out to McDonald's and all that type of stuff, but in general. So that's the end of that story. That's green waste in Australia. And so you've just driven with me to, well, I'm going to say a mate's place, a friend's place. There's a difference. A mate is all okay. You, g'day, mate. There's nothing to it, mate. But a friend is someone, is slightly different from a mate. A mate is no energy. It's all okay. It's do it waiting for a mate. It's all okay. A friend may be an associate. I don't know. Friends are a lower level than mate, in Australia at least. Okay, thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.